Reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 3. As the people were in expectation, and all questioned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ, John answered them all, "I baptize you with water. But he who's mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." People were in expectation. Well, aren't we all? People today, here, in expectation perhaps for what might be or not be in 2011. What can you expect? Well, John the Baptist more or less answers that question for the people then and the people now. You can expect to be lit up. The Holy Spirit will baptize you with fire. Expect to be lit up. We don't expect that very often, all the time, in the course of our day-by-dayness. A team of journalists from the Washington Post 3 years ago won the Pulitzer Prize for an elegant social experiment. And I'm a big fan of elegant social experiments. They set up several hidden cameras at a subway station in Washington, D.C., and recorded the reactions of what turned out to be 1,100 people over the span of 43 minutes, responding to, or more accurately, not reacting to, a street musician, a violinist standing in the corner, Washington Nationals ball cap, sweatshirt, jeans, violin case open, a few bucks in it. He played for 43 minutes. 7 of the nearly 1,100 people stopped for longer than a minute. 27 people threw in loose change or a couple of dollars. Most went on their way, expecting their day to be as ordinary as the next. Well, the twist in this tale is that the street musician, busking, as it were, that street musician 3 nights earlier had sold out with the Boston Symphony as the lead guest artist, playing in the subway station the same set of pieces he played with the Boston Symphony, the cheap seats being $100 apiece. Playing some of the most difficult, profound, and beautiful music ever written for the violin that few people can play, and doing so on the only instrument he ever uses to play, an 18th century Stradivarius worth $4 million. The man's name is Joshua Bell. He is the premier classical musician of our time. But in a Washington subway station and a Washington Nationals ball cap, he's just another guy. He made $32.17. His normal, quote-unquote, fee, about $1,000 a minute. Nobody expected it. And they won the Pulitzer Prize for pointing out that we, by and large, get what we expect, or more accurately, do not expect. You can expect to be lit up, so says the text. On January 2nd, the year I was 15 years old, I did not expect to get lit up. But by April of that year, I found myself standing on an observation platform looking over the top of the Berlin Wall, getting lit up. On January 2nd, I had no idea that people were conversing about an exchange opportunity or that I could possibly be a part of it. But at 15 years old, traveling to Germany and subsequently Berlin, was my first real journey. I'd made lots of trips here and there, but this was a journey. Not even so much going to Europe and seeing things that I'd never seen before or since for that matter. But like all journeys are also quests, and a quest most profoundly for self-awareness and self-understanding. And at age 15, spending 6 weeks in another country, I learned a lot about another country, but I more profoundly learned more about myself. I learned that I had something of a developing aptitude for drawing insight from an observation. And maybe more importantly than that, I learned that I have something of an independent and rebellious streak in me. Those bits of self-understanding have grown and have been reinforced over the years in the many other journeys that I have taken. I got lit up on January 2nd, the year I was 15 years old, and I didn't expect it. I didn't expect to get lit up either on January 2nd, 1988. More accurately, I expected a good part of my life to have the lights go out. I had decided on January 2nd, 1988, to give up the ministry, to get out of this line of work. I'd had about a six-year run as the pastor of a church of about 400 people, and that run had come to an end by decidedly mutual agreement. I decided I needed to teach. I needed to do something else. And so I made plans to go back to graduate school and put those plans in motion. And a couple of months later, I got a call from a local funeral director who happened to know that I wasn't very busy and he needed somebody to preside at a funeral. And I said, sure, what else have I got to do? So I did that. Did the funeral. It came and went. And it was 2 months after that that two guys, whose names happened to be Cappy Bennett and Carl Bainter, showed up at my door saying, we were at that funeral and we need a minister. Not much of a one as it turned out. A small Presbyterian church in Fountain Green, Illinois, population 89, that needed someone to preach on Sunday, tend to the hospital work, and basically stay out of the way when it came to church administration. I thought, well, I can do that. Set in motion a whole new style of ministry that when having moved from that part of Illinois to Lafayette, Indiana, another two guys, their names, Steve Kinsel, Bill Biddle, at First Presbyterian Church in Remington, Indiana, again, needed not much of a minister, and I qualified. Setting in motion again a journey to Lubbock, Texas, where Deidre Adams called me one Sunday and said, can you preach this week? And I said, why not? And then the next, and 3 months after that, I signed a six-month contract, which I believe is still in force. But on January 2nd, 1988, I did not expect a ministry to catch fire that I didn't know the form of which even existed. And I got lit up. I did expect on January 2nd in the year 2000 to get lit up. A lot of us did. That was the millennium year. I knew that on August 15th of that year, I would marry this woman over here. And we'd had that all set up. We'd just on that week rented the beach house where this would occur. So I expected to get lit up a little bit in August. What I did not expect was to have my life begin to light up in an entirely different and unexpected way. In early November, it was a Friday afternoon, on a college campus that is not a particularly busy time and place, I needed something in my office and just popped in to get it, haphazardly bumping into the guy who had the office next door who was just leaving. And we had a 60-second conversation. And I simply made mention of the fact that Lindy, our youngest, was coming to visit over Thanksgiving and was sort of betwixt and between in her life at that point, wasn't sure what she wanted to do next, and was giving an eye to an interdisciplinary studies program at Texas Tech in ecological and nonprofit management. My colleague said, hey, I know the guy that runs that program. He and I are hunting buddies. And you know, he, every once in a while, has openings for grad assistants. You should call him. And he gave me the number. I said, well, no time like the present. It's only Friday afternoon. I went into my office, called him, got him on the phone, amazing, and said, you know, my stepdaughter's coming to town and she's got this interest. And he said, well, when she gets here, have her call me. We'll get together. And so we did. Thanksgiving came and went. And about 2 weeks later, he called and said, if you can be here in 3 weeks, you have a job. We don't have that conversation. I get stopped one more minute at a stoplight that Friday afternoon. He decides to leave 1 minute earlier. We don't have that conversation, and the next sequence of events don't happen. Well, Lindy gets the job in Nick Parker's lab, and she meets this guy named Joel Butler, who becomes, well, you know how it goes. First comes love, then comes marriage, and so on. They get married a few years later, and our life lights up with someone who would not have existed potentially but for a haphazard conversation, Santa's little helper from last week. This girl doesn't exist. We got lit up and didn't even know it. This is January 2nd, 2011. What can you expect? You can expect to get lit up, perhaps in ways that you will not even understand until years from now, perhaps. But the Holy Spirit will baptize you with fire. Maybe fire is in a little spark beneath your backside that jumpstarts you into a new thing, perhaps, in 2011. Maybe a wildfire in your path that forces you to redirect and retool. Or maybe the warm glow of comfort in the face of sorrow, or serenity in the face of joy. Another word for getting lit up, epiphany. This is the season of enlightenment. Maybe it's a chance conversation, a phone call you didn't expect, some guy in the corner playing the violin. Expect to get lit up. Happy New Year.